So our ministry, Creation Family Ministries, and recording, yes, recording. Thank you, yes. There we go. Does anybody not have one of these, like, prayer cards, 25th anniversary prayer card? And this is our 25th year, and I'm not just doing summer vacation Bible school, but apologetics ministry. So during the school year, we've had, I don't know how many conferences that now we call our SET conference. And SET standing for strengthening believers, engaging unbelievers, training others. And so part of that would be this new effort that we've dubbed VBS Press, training our kids. And this QR code, if you need that technology-wise, it's the same one, pretty regular throughout the presentation. Oh, almost scared me there. All aboard VBS Press and about Vacation Bible School, reaching our kids with this special week, usually just 1 week every year during the summer. Summer VBS, although other churches may have other ways of orchestrating a vacation Bible school, and we'll get to that. So we've been in creation ministry since 2000, and VBS ministry I've done since about 1992, before Heather and I met. In fact, we got engaged at a vacation Bible school closing program. I used a magic trick, and I put my magic on her. Anyway. So we both project of Christian education, both, I guess, high school, elementary Christian school.
From fifth grade.
I went to Christian school from 7th through 12th grade, and before that was public school, of course. And a big influence in my life, neighborhood Bible time, where you travel all over, even. I never got to a foreign country, but they get into foreign countries with special weeks of neighborhood Bible time, which was kind of like a vacation Bible school on steroids, with all kinds of ribbons and Bibles. And so after 3 summers of traveling with neighborhood Bible time, that was kind of in my DNA. Hey, brother. My DNA to do what I was learning in neighborhood Bible time. And I quickly learned I couldn't replicate the program, wouldn't want to replicate it. All the expense goes into the ribbon printing and all that. But I began to think of what I could do, you know, and the training I had received in utilizing that. We were married in 1993, met in 92, June of 92, my dad's birthday. That's when we met. And I've served in a couple of churches, but we were together serving at Faith Baptist Church in Shelbyville, Tennessee, basically when we started putting together our themes, not our creation themes, but using box programs like from regular Baptist Press. And they have you know, decent things you can get. And we went there with the understanding the church would let us travel a week or two during the summer. And after that, we went to travel. We traveled with an evangelist. And while the evangelist is preaching the message, we had the children. And we helped them in music, like congregational song leading, evangelistically, and also like singing the vocal special before the message and such. So, odd question, why not have a VBS? If you don't want to reach young people with the gospel, I don't think that's the case with anyone here today. But it's an effort to reach young people, especially in an exciting way. You know, got some sugary stuff to send them home hyped up on sugar and some fun things going on. How many have gone to VBS when you were a kid? Vacation Bible School, pretty much all of them. I was saved as a result of Vacation Bible School. And I thank God for VBS ministry. Why not? If you're not concerned about strengthening the faith of children and teens that you already have. So it's not only an outreach with the gospel, but also an inreach, if you will, to encourage them to come to church, to learn more in an intensified time. If you don't care about the future of your church family, if you don't care, don't have a VBS. We say, how can that fit in? Well, number one, you're giving them precious, long-lasting memories of being at church and participating with the people who are leading the classes and different things. So I don't think you would be here in this session today if you didn't care about the future of your church family. So why not have VBS if you don't care about the potential for reaching families? So it's an effort. Many times people will base where the kids like to go. I'm not saying that's right, but I'm saying many times that the kids like to go to particular. So if you have a good vacation Bible school, a family may base their choice to come to the church because the kids like it there. Anyway, and it's not just something to get through every year. We've heard that down through the years from time to time. One particular church that comes to mind, well, let's get on home. And I can't remember the exact quote, but it was like, this is over with for today attitude. And that, folks, I would rather not even be there with that attitude of coming from a pastor. But we slogged it out regardless. It's an opportunity, whether I like to be there or not. But, you know, that's not the attitude to have. It's a special time for the kids. Do we look at that at Christmas morning? Well, let's get these presents open and get this over. No, the kids don't look at it that way. To have a revival for young people, kind of going to emphasize the gospel, which is a very important time for the kids. How many people are saved when they're a child? You've heard the statistics. Much greater than when they're old. Why? Because they get hardened. As the scripture says, hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. To grow the faith of young people. To have a greater outreach and inreach for the families you already have. That's the inreach. To have fun with purpose. Is there anything wrong with having fun? Not at all. It just gets different what we like. Fun is the older we get. What's fun to us versus when we were younger. All right? I have to fly through these. So I won't get through this. I know I won't get through this. But I've already determined to take video that we have and finish it out and have it linked on our VBS Press page on our website. So it keeps growing bigger and bigger, the project I'm sharing. Why have a creation-themed vacation Bible school? Well, to give young people a solid foundation upon which to build their lives, to give them evidence, like I spoke about last time, evidence that the Bible is true. This isn't just a bunch of Hansel and Gretel type stories. It's true history. All right, to communicate to them the foundation for their life. Whether they make a decision during that meeting or not, you're still sowing the seeds of truth that will one day bring forth fruit, grow. But we need to keep watering that seed and cultivating that seed that's been sown. To show evidences that God is real, and that design demands a designer. That's a good phrase. You can remember 3 D's. Design demands a designer. To proclaim that God's word is true from the very first verse. It's true history. Or you might say, true his story. And not a made-up one, of course. To share the basics of apologetics on the level of their age, of the young people that you have. So what to do for VBS? Well, plan the big picture. We think of VBS as a week-long event. Some churches will do maybe a month-long on Wednesday nights or maybe Sunday nights. I'm not geared toward that, but we've heard of that idea. Or all summer long to encourage the kids to come throughout the summer and not, you know, have a lapse in. And, you know, that may get some families, maybe not. You know, maybe some lapses with people taking vacations and things like that. Or a weekend. We've had a couple of those, or maybe just one. Weekend VBS in St. Louis. I'm trying to think of another one. But And my least favorite, one day VBS. It's like a conference, you know, like we're having a one-day event today, five sessions and things, and you go home and you're pooped out. But how can you invite somebody else and memorize verses and things build in your five-day story, you know, and come back tomorrow? You know, you don't have all of that possibility with one day. And there again, it's better to have one day than nothing. But I think we might talk about this a little more, but here's an idea. If that one day VBS was the kickoff for something like we're going to have the next several Wednesdays of this month or 2 months. So come and earn points, and then we're going to have an ending one day. So you can make it part of something bigger with that one day VBS. Or have a Wednesday night be the start or a Sunday night be the start of something special through the summer or several weeks, just this particular time. And then we're going to have a closing special day. You can invite your friends to this and have that as your big to do, you know, bounce house things and, you know, whatever ice cream, you know, whatever things on that one day. So not just one and done type of thing. Just some ideas. Plan your daily schedule, and I have that on the handout, some suggestions. Key to keep things moving. Not quickly, let's get this over with type of thing, but very little downtime. Keep it active. And that's where, as we get older, it's hard for us to do that. We get tired. Anyway, arrival registration, then you have opening time. This is just a suggestion with the offering contest, getting those pennies out of the way. If you're having a penny offering contest, then we usually start with the story going into a five-day story, five-segment story, which can be condensed into four if you can combine two of the early ones, I should say. And then that's one person involved to the whole group. Then we split up into class time, basically junior class and primary class. Then after that's refreshments. And then during those two times, class time and refreshment time, what we've developed over the last, 10 years or so, is a class for the adults and teens, not involved in other areas. We have that during that time. So that equals about 30 minutes ongoing throughout the week. And then the closing time, about an hour, 15 minutes or so, for rally time. And that's where we have the main creation presentation, then a closing review game, and fun songs, and various things in the rally time, and then closes with prizes like balloon sculptures. You'd be surprised for what kids will do. Best listener prize for a twisted up piece of rubber that's filled with air. That doesn't last very long. And you'll be surprised. So a one-day plan, here's kind of suggestions. The upside to the one-day plan, it's over in a day. And you don't have a protracted, multi-day, busy, a lot of things going on in more than one day. So that's it. The downside, as I mentioned earlier, no time for verses, for them to go home, work on a memory verse, come back and say it. For the Word of God to, you know, take some root in the heart and mind. Studies or inviting friends. And as I mentioned, I got ahead of myself with the idea as a culmination or as a kickoff or both with that idea I described earlier. So teachers and classes. Training and planning needed in advance. Whether it's a one day or whatever you do, you need to train your workers and go over the plan. Have a meeting, at least one meeting. Here's what we're going to do. And I could give an illustration. One time we had this conference we were at, and the pastor of the church where the conference was being held, it was teen activity, and we never will forget this. Hundreds of teens coming the next day, and he said, "Okay, we got all these teens coming, what are we going to do with them?" And he didn't laugh. We thought it was a joke, Pastor. One main teacher or multiple teachers should begin preparation months in advance, depending on the familiar, what story there is, Bible lesson, series, and whatnot. Assistant teachers to help during about 20 minutes. We don't have a long class time in our programs to make it easier for the people working those positions. Memory involves memory work and story review questions from the story that Heather just taught. So just some review questions and working on a memory verse. The number of children you expect, you know, if you're going to have 100 kids, you know you're going to need more workers than if you have 20. So you might be surprised what kids you might have show up if you've promoted the event. You just never know, so you have to be ready. Each story segment should be taught. This is important, that the one teaching the story or the lessons from the Bible should be exciting to listen to and not humdrum, just reading the story. And we've encountered that. We stopped having people doing the lesson because we came across one of them where they were just reading the story to the kids. That is a no-no. You got to tell it with some enthusiasm, engagement, involvement to get them engaged and involved. Anyway, I won't harp on that. That involves expression. So somebody needs to be familiar enough with the story, with the lesson. Here I say story, and I'm talking against using that word. But the Bible lesson or the five-day made-up story that we used, one that Sunday School Charlie, that involves Bible lessons in certain settings in the story. So a good key is to end a story segment, like the made-up story, with, would you like to know what happens next? Come back tomorrow. You know? And so leave them finding a part in the story where you can end on a mystery point, where you can make it mysterious or make it a question where they want to find out what happens in or to someone in the story the next day, wanting to come back and find out. So overall purpose of a skit, if you want to include skits, we're not preferable to having skits because it's just my wife and I, and it involves a lot more than what we've typically done through the years. Neighborhood Bible Time didn't have skits in that, but that various things like mystery lessons, I like to call it. But the overall purpose of a skit, if you want to have something like that, is make sure it's teaching a clear lesson, not to just cut up or joke around, and sometimes at the expense of people, like so often you hear with puppets. But props are needed, a backdrop, costumes. There's more supplies needed, more preparation, more planning, practices. You know, I'm not very good at a skit person, but some people are. So if you have somebody like that, sure, that's great. But make sure there's a lesson, clear lesson being taught by the skit. Let's see. There we go. Good choices. For curriculum, Regular Baptist Press, as I mentioned, Answers in Genesis. These would be ones we would check out. And, you know, like the text issue we were talking about, just replace those with the King James Version verses. Do-it-yourself program, children knowing the workers already. No love offering expense for someone coming in. Requires lots of planning, though, and preparation requires talented or borrowed talent. There's some times where a church can come and help another church that maybe has some talent that they can share with another church. So we've seen that sometimes where churches helping other churches with Vacation Bible School. And you can always find ideas online. There's Pinterest, is that one? And we're going to reach out to some friends of ours in South Carolina. They deal with, this couple in the church deals with the littles, you know, 3 and 4 year olds. We're not geared to that age, you know. But some people are. That's their deal. They love that age. And they have excellent little crafts for that age group and things that they do with that age. We're going to help ask for their help with helping us with VBS Press on the stuff online. Someone coming in to do VBS, you have a fresh face with their already prepared theme and materials that they use on an ongoing basis with different methods. A downside might be the folk that are not familiar with them learning this new plan, learning this new approach from the people coming in. And then you got the expense of love offering and travel expenses for those coming in. So there's pros and cons to both. And then you got the importance of using technology today. Think about when we went to a museum growing up. Was that an exciting thing to think about when you were a kid to go to a museum? No. But unless you're a nerd like my wife was. But anyway, because she had a chemical engineering dad. So science. Science nerd. But, you know, but nowadays, yeah, they what makes it exciting? Because of all the hands-on things, because of the technology, these screens and all these things, and it's full of evolution. And it's impacting these hearts and minds, young, impressionable hearts and minds, that even Christian schools take into kids to the secular museums. And in my opinion, they're not offsetting it with the truth. But my opinion is limited. But anyway, but the technology to use PowerPoint like I'm using here, but making sure that these presentations are attractive. Even ZBS, we have done one time a ZBS. My wife has tracheal stenosis, and so every now and then she needs to have a procedure. So she had an emergency, was it been several years, 3 years ago, was it? 2021, so 4 years ago. This church has a techie-oriented assistant pastor, so they, I think, had to set up two screens, or two cameras at least. And so we did a ZBS using Zoom. So we provided basically the story, and they projected it on the screen. I don't know if it's a projector. I think it was a TV screen like this, but I don't know. We weren't there in person. So we got to do the main thing using the presentation, doing the material, sending them things ahead like medallions and handbooks and buttons and things like that. So it kind of planted the seed. This could be done other places. If given the right equipment, you'd have to have good internet. Without that, you wouldn't have a ZBS, as we dubbed it. Savvy tech workers to know what to do when something goes awry. And if you got technology, something's gonna go awry. You should have backup plan. Sometimes backup of backups is needed. And even then, there might be a plan D needed for disaster. But you don't want that. You don't want downtime. And so what we've had this happen too many times over the years, delay because of technology. And it is no fun at all. So if you have a backup plan, that's, you know, have the presentations on a jump drive, you know, where another computer can be brought in rather as soon as possible to finish things out with a presentation or something. And your presentations need to have like video clips and things, illustrating points, to be engaging, keeping their attention, age-appropriate, appealing, attractive, all kinds of things involved with that. And that's what we want to share with things online. Even something I'm dubbing, you ever heard of the in the health realm, tele-what? Tele-doc? Well, I've dubbed tele-teach. Tele-teach. And we can do that by way of Facebook Messenger or Zoom, or FaceTime, you know, something like that. We use right now Facebook Messenger. But crafts, we've been in meetings where they've done a craft. It takes more time, you know, when you're limited sometimes in the evening, if it's an evening BBS. Now, daytime might be longer, but it involves some more expenses for your supplies. And it's good that it's a non-teaching activity and adults and kids kind of working on something together. And kind of a relational time when, you know, the kids are getting to know the workers, especially ones that are not churched, and you're working together on something. That's good. That's valuable. But it takes more time in the schedule, and encourage a plan of a worthy project that will last. It's not going to be something that's thrown away in a week or two, something that they would like to hang up on the wall. You know, parents with, oh, my child made this in BBS, you know, let's hang it on the wall. You know, something like that's attractive. But it takes time, takes more supplies and such. And there's great, as I mentioned, Pinterest is a great source. So decorations, go all out. You know, look at this. Look at all the decor. What if these walls were just blank? What's that communicating to the kids when they come in? I mean, me, big kid, I'm looking around at all these things myself, you know, when I come in this room. And so for a special focus, vacation Bible school, you know, like, you know, might not the whole of the church, but the auditorium and the refreshment area, the classrooms, budget permitting, of course, theme related, We have five different themes, and we go on Amazon or Oriental Trading, great resources to get things that go along with your theme. Searching online for ideas. We hope to have VBS Press be a one stop. I'm working on that, to put links to different things on our Facebook or our website page. Generally, boys versus girls for the team competition for the week. And we'll try to have special names, like for the boys this year, Gator Guys in our jungle theme. The Gator Guys, and then the girls were Lady Lions. So, you know, giving it some pizzazz, not just boys versus girls, that's old hat. You know, try to come up with some special name. But we've tried it, mixing it up, you know, boys and girls on this team, and boy, it just doesn't bode well for keeping things straight. Unless you've got some good way of marking their hand, keeping them straight what team they're on, or if it's just that different setup each evening. No, we like to build and have a winning team at the end of the week. And so it just has worked best to have boys versus girls in special name. You could have someone build a set of scales. Most churches we go to now have their own set of scales. I carry one with me that's smaller, but it doesn't have a whole lot of room for money. You know, a lot of pennies, and you know, that can work, but those bigger scales, bigger buckets hold more. You could have someone take a large refrigerator box, if that's accessible, and make a Bible time bank, paint it red, and you know, that'd take a lot of work, but you can maybe fold it up and keep it and use it every year. A Bible time bank with a large box, that would be a really cool idea. Choose a mission project for the goal to which the boys and girls, and it's not just them, we know where the money's coming from, their parents, you know. So you can have larger love offerings for a specific goal, maybe a missionary or mission organization that the church supports. And for our purposes, we have a race, you know, collecting the offering. So I say machine-wrapped rolls of pennies, which I hope we'll still have pennies. Anyway, it's another subject, but there's been talk of getting rid of the penny. But that would totally eradicate all this if you get rid of the penny. But machine-wrapped, not plastic, because the penny, you don't want them falling out if they're racing around trying to cut, and one comes open, pennies go everywhere. So machine-wrapped, the paper from the government, that's the best, that doesn't come apart in activities. So you got refreshments, you got to have cookies, you got to have something, you know, as mundane, if you will, as that, but beef it up a little bit with cool names. What's something that they had this summer? Cupcakes that had, or last week, cupcakes with chocolate, and they said it looked like almost like a claw.
Okay. They made like a lion paw.
Like
looking at the little paws of a cat.
Yeah, that was not too hard at all.
All yeah. They did was take like the dough and just do like this and then curve it into a snake and cinnamon sugar.
Yeah.
And the kids thought that was great.
So it doesn't have to be elaborate. Now some people, you know, they want to be elaborate with some, and that's fine. But if it matches the subject matter for that evening, you know, it's one other thing that goes right along with making things interesting for the kids. But as far as the amount of the refreshments, not too much. It takes too much time for them to eat. Too much sugar, they're coming back to rally time all hopped up, and you're trying to teach them something, and they're bouncing off, you know, they've got all this sugar hype. But, or not too little, they want to come back and get more cookies. Some churches will have a full meal if they're ministering to mostly needy families and kids that don't have good home situations. There's some churches will have a full meal and allow time for that, and people to prepare the meal and have, you know, hot dog meal or what have you. Awards and prizes. What's our time look like? When do we?
10, 12 minutes.
Oh, boy. Giving points for attendance, bringing their Bible, bringing friends. Verses, we have a registration card that we use for that. And we have two tracks, team points, to award just the winning team on the last night, the team that garners the most points throughout the week. And we award the individual children with medallions that you see samples up here first, second, third place, gold, silver, bronze. And we get those from the ministry in Illinois. Suggestion, ribbons, medallions, Bibles. So there's whole sorts of things. We used to use certificates, but what do they end up becoming? Crinkled and such, you know, with the kids' activities and such afterwards. But we don't use certificates anymore. But we'll use a resource from our book table that's on their level, DVD, which, are DVDs a thing anymore? They're on their way out like CDs, aren't they? Have a winning team award, like ice cream or something there that they want to get, that they want to get the points for. It can be very simple, or it can be something elaborate, like getting a trip that they get to go on and the other team does not. Balloon sculptures, as I said earlier, you'd be surprised what a kid will do sitting up straight in their seats, hands on their laps, eyes on the speaker for a piece of rubber, air-filled piece of rubber. So maybe somebody in the church that is interested or would be willing to learn balloon sculpting. We want to have some videos instructing that on our website. So flyers, postcards, banners, yard signs, all kinds of things. We have t-shirts shown here that we get from a ministry in, Arkansas? Are the Yeagers in Arkansas? I had a box with some of their materials and I forgot to have that out. Word of mouth, of course. Do as much as you can, budget permitting. Make whatever that you have attractive. If it's something like a yard sign, don't put too much text on it. People can't see small text and a bunch of text as they're driving by. Make it simple. As simple as, or bigger, the yard sign or 4x10 banner by the road. What not to do for VBS? Have a mundane attitude. If you're mundane, guess what? It's not going to be a successful VBS. You're not going to attract anybody else by the wrong attitude. It's time to get this. It's something we do every year. Well, we got to get this over with. I have felt that way as having been an assistant pastorate with special meetings coming up, like a revival meeting. Well, what does it mean? More work. More music I got to work on with the choir to have special every night, you know. And I'm thinking, I'm not looking forward to it. Because it's something that happened, like a fall one and a spring one. And, you know, I've been there. And so then VBS coming up, oh, man, there's more work. It is so easy to feel that way, isn't it? Because it's something we do every year. But if it's something that's different, that gives cause for, and then you have the cause of the creation aspect. That's different. It's the foundation that they really need in today's culture. What not to do? Don't use helpers who have no training. You've got to have time. What are we going to do with these kids? They're coming tomorrow. You can't have that. You've got to have times meeting with your workers, even having background checks for all your workers. That's on a regular basis for those who work in children's ministry. Sadly, in today's culture, you have to have a background check. Don't follow directions like a recipe. That's like singing the songs, just, okay. Add some life. There's some holds that you can add. You know, it's a matter of getting involved. Okay, not following it like a recipe, but say, hey, how can we make this more exciting for the kids? And just getting some new ideas, fresh ideas. And that comes with maybe more people involved who can put more brains to think, what about this? What about this idea? What about this? How can we decorate this room? You know, what not to do? Don't use worldly themes. The Bible, clearly, be not conformed to this world. Worldly would be, even Andy Griffith, as much as like Andy, church is using Andy Griffith for a series of Sunday school. Why? Why do we have to resort to that? Now, there's some good things in Andy Griffith. That's North Carolina. We're from North Carolina. I like Andy Griffith. And there's some good lessons, like with Opie and stuff. But why do we have to do that? Why do we have to do superhero-themed vacation Bible schools? Why do we have to go to the world? God has given us His creation. Why not use, ask now the beast and they shall teach thee, the Bible says, Job 12:7. So we don't need to go to the world for the excitement. They've got that. We can't, I was an assistant in Pigeon Forge for a year. You ever heard of Pigeon Forge? How can a church compete with that? Answer is we can't. But we're not trying to. We shouldn't be trying to compete. But we've seen videos, you've probably seen them too on Facebook, churches who are trying to compete. And we're not to conform to the world. Advertise with small, I already mentioned that. Advertise with just text. You need artwork, like the great, I don't have it in my pocket, the brochure for this conference this weekend, you know, this today. Excellent design. You need some good people who can design stuff in today's culture that looks attractive. Who to conduct VBS? A good VBS needs a good leader. A good VBS doesn't need a ton of helpers. Just ones who know what they're doing, know the plan of action, and you need more, of course, as I said earlier, if there's more children. You need enthusiastic, trained, knowledgeable, slash teachable people, willing to learn, and as I mentioned, a background check, great opportunity to train younger people. How old are you, brother?
17.
So your age, and you know, say 15, 16, depending on the young person. If they're mature, you look pretty mature. Give them opportunities to get their feet wet. Teaching a Bible lesson, you know, maybe just one Bible lesson, and using it as an opportunity to, hey, you know, here's what you could do, you know, and just give them suggestions about it afterwards. Some, you know, good, not negative, you know, you did a good job being positive, but also here's something we can work on, and using the time to train. So I got through this faster than I thought. So our main ministry websites, it's on the card that I gave you. Our themes, Dynamite, Mountain Mysteries, Secrets of the Sea, Wilderness Wonders, Jungle Tales that we've been using since, what, 2000, I guess. And there's some resources. It'sforhim.org is where we get a lot of things printed. Got Print does a great job. Ed Dunlop has several books. One, I Can't Wait Till Sunday Morning is a good resource for, you know, general children's ministry. And we use PowerPoint games that he produced. And in K&N Specialties, we get the medallions from Brother Ken Claypool. That's it. Hey, I got through it quicker. I flew through it. Yes, sir. I was going to ask for questions. Yes, sir.
I just want to be clear. You're,
yes.
You're encouraging Vacation Bible School, but as I'm looking at this final page here where it says creation themes, the dynamite.us and mountainmysteries.org and secrets of the sea and wilderness wonders, jungle tales. I mean, that looks like these are VBS whole programs that you do?
Yes. Well, those are the themes that we use.
So you, I guess I'm trying to understand this. You go to churches to do Vacation Bible School?
We do.
So you're not encouraging us to do Vacation Bible Schools and use your stuff? You're encouraging us to have you come?
No, not necessarily. We're getting, if you want us to come, yes. We're gladly come.
Is there a way we can run these without you?
That's what we're developing to be hopefully ready, Jungle Tales, January.
Really?
Yes, sir. That's our desire.
I'm interested.
So what we're planning to do, I don't know if I have it in the syllabus, but anyway, have videos, like teaching videos. We got a lot of work that we want to do between now and January, but have the music as a key. I don't know much at all about the, I'm trying to find a simpler program to put sheet music available so pianists can, you know, take the music, because we've done what we do, like some of the songs I have made up. Our theme songs, Jungle Tales. There's no music for that. So we would have to put the music and then get it uploaded to that site. Or links to videos that I'm going to put on YouTube of, say, making a monkey. You know, balloon sculpture, teaching that. Or one-on-one, if somebody wants to be friends on Facebook and we can do Messenger, or if they've got Zoom or whatever, we can try to do what they already are familiar with and do, you know, instructional video time, you know, that takes time. And because of that, I've just put out there, if as missionaries, because we don't want to charge, we've never charged a church to go for a meeting. We go on a love offering basis. But there are expenses. So what we put out before the summer is a suggested amount to help cover pre-summer expenses. That's how we do it. So as far as the online stuff that we're doing, the VBS Press, and thank you for asking, is online resources, and where you can do your own and order the materials. And we kind of like the ZBS that I talked about, that we sent them the materials and they used and did the program as if we were there when we weren't. And we did the story on a screen using the internet. So, or if somebody's in the church that can tell the story and stuff, we can help coach them to do that. So, yes, sir.
And one more thing, I was thinking,
yes.
That's all right.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things he's been working on getting on the website, and I think that's going to be part of the QR codes, you'll be able to download an order from us, like the handbooks for the kids, registration cards if you need those. Basically, all the items that we would use if we can't come, or you know, if you just want to do your own.
Yes.
We're trying to make things available for you, tools to help, whether we come or whether you do it on your own, so you can have tools you can use.
Even a jump drive with the presentations on it, complete with video clips and all. Yes, sir.
So is your summer's already booked? Like, is 2026 already full?
No, we rarely get a meeting that far in advance. Generally, January, February is when our big time of being, you know, asked to come for Vacation Bible School. So, but we're not necessarily here to promote ourselves. If you want us to come, wonderful. We'll be glad to come. We had the least number of VBSs this summer I think we've ever had, 4. We've had as many as 13. I think 13 one summer. But we've done the gamut. It's just, we've been thinking for years how to help multiple churches, because we can only be in one place at one time. So we're not backing off of travel, but we're not wanting to increase it as such as the Lord gives. The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Sometimes he, you know, a meeting is canceled and we think, well, we don't need to fill that. The Lord, you know, we might tap on a door or two, but I'm not trying to fill a week just to fill a week, you know. It's kind of a catch 22. We need income, but that's not why we're here. We're here to serve. And one particular occasion when a church canceled a meeting, my sister-in-law committed suicide that summer. And who knew, the Lord orchestrated for us to be able to be home during that canceled week in June of all months. So the Lord used that tragedy circumstance to show me he's in charge of our schedule. As our parents age, you know, we've got to take care of them. So one of the things is to help churches do their own with what we've used for 25 years and travel as he opens the doors. So I hope that helps. Were you going to say something, hon? Oh, time is up. But if you have any more questions, we're here.
Like you mentioned, you know, we talked about curriculum a little bit, but do you have worksheets and things like that you give out to the kids?
Yeah, these handbooks, yes. These are coordinated with the presentations with, like this holds the, it's very simple, like a CD holder, and that holds their memory verse boards that they, the cards that they get, memory verse lists, and...
So those kind of things are what you're going to make available?
Yes. The handbooks and their name on the front. The studies are very simple. This is a primary handbook. So some of it is coloring, matching up pictures, and like from the story, color something from the story, which I get from the PowerPoint. I just take a screenshot and make it black and white, and then they can color that as part of their study that they complete for points. So that's simpler, being the primary handbook. And each of our themes has a primary and a junior handbook. We've not developed into having one for preschool because we don't always have a decent preschool size group for a meeting. So it doesn't really warrant having a lot of handbooks printed up for the preschool. That's why I do some coloring so the preschool can participate in the coloring pages. But yes, we're trying to make available creation materials for churches to do their own VBS. And at the same time, we could come and do it.
I love your themes.
Praise the Lord.
I'd like to have it.
Well, we would like to encourage churches to consider taking us on for support for this purpose so that we can devote a lot more time to developing these things. But, you know, as the Lord provides, we don't go, like I say, charging for a week. I have never been comfortable with that. But we do put out like a suggested amount, say 300, 400, depending on our travel. If we go west, there's more expenses, of course, fuel and all that. So we might have 450 or something like that. Pre-summer suggested, and some churches, you know, can't do that. So they might send 300, and that's fine. It just helps overall with the things that we get, awards and stuff like that, to give out to the kids. So, yes, sir.
We do vacation Bible school from preschool all the way through teens.
Wow, great.
And we usually register between 80 and 100 total, on a high day of about 70s.
That's a great group.
And we've been going back and forth using RVP and also Answers in Genesis. But I love what you're presenting.
Well, praise the Lord. Thank you, brother. Well, I've also had with Neighborhood Bible Time. By the way, we're done in here, if people.
Yeah, we're just starting to have 25 minutes.
Oh, with Neighborhood Bible Time, that was also part of my desire, is to reach teenagers.
So you could do a Bible school all the way through like that?
Yes, the Foundation Focus Week. We've got a big ball, 4-foot big ball, and I ran games in Neighborhood Bible Time like the Wilds.
Yeah. Yeah. So you don't remember me from Pensacola? What collegiate were you in?
Alpha Omega.
Alpha Omega.
And then Alpha Beta.
So later.
Pittsburgh. I just thought you look like I said, like somebody I traveled in Neighborhood Bible Time with.
You know what? Honestly,
Alpha Beta.
That one might have been.
Dave
Moyer?
I knew Dave Moyer.
Wow.
I like to look through them.
There was Johnny and Binder and all those.
Yes, guys. Yes.
We had, in our college, I was in Phi Beta. We had Warren Houghton. And
yes, and I traveled with Warren.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of people that travel with Warren. He was at once a permanent fixture.
I recognize you.
I know, I recognize you, yeah.
And I knew you from college.
Good.
Anyways, thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, brother.